Good morning. Today is Sanctity of Human Life Sunday. That's a day that's set aside by many churches, thousands of churches across our country, to remember, to mourn, and to resolve to see changed the ghastly 1973 Supreme Court decision that legalized the extermination of innocent children through abortion on demand. And not just changing the law, but changing the heart, the mindset in our culture from one of death to life. I'd like you to check out this eye-opening website that you see up here on the screen. You might have to squint a little bit to see it, but we're going to turn down the lights so that you can hopefully get a little look at, these numbers. The number of abortions, this website is in real time. It is showing the number of abortions, not just in this country, but worldwide. You have to squint to see it, but it says in the United States today, all right, there have already been 1,415 abortions already today in the United States since Roe versus Wade. Look at this, 59,716. It's like an eye test for me here. 27.3 abortions. That's, folks, that's nearly 60 million people. That's more than the population of the West Coast of our country. By Planned Parenthood since 1970, okay, 7,622,200 abortions. And by Planned Parenthood this year, already nearly 13,000 abortions. And by the way, our tax dollars are going to help support that. In the United States this year, we've had 43,000 abortions. And as you can see, look down here at this one. Black babies that have been aborted since 1973. Just in the United States, 17,915,408.9. In this country, black babies, why do we just single that number out? Well, since its beginning, Planned Parenthood has singled out the black population. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, her idea was she was terribly racist. She wanted to get rid of the black people in our country, and her idea was abortion. Abortion would help get rid of the black population. And so since that time, there has been a targeting of African Americans in this country to get them aborted. And as you can see, there's a huge number. It's way more than the proportionately speaking, percentage-wise speaking, of the rest of the population of other races, the black population. If black lives matter, and they do, then this should be of huge concern to all of us. Worldwide abortion since 1980, look at that figure, folks. 1.5 billion, almost 1.5 billion people. Worldwide this year, over a billion, almost, well, it's over 1.5 billion since since we loaded this website, which was just right before the service, 62 and so forth, abortions have happened just since we loaded this website. This is something very instructive. You say, well, where are they getting these numbers? These numbers come from the Guttmacher Institute, which is an arm of Planned Parenthood. All right? So these are not, you know, pro-life numbers. These are people that are in the abortion industry that are supplying these. So if you want to show this to a friend of yours, just go to numberofabortions.com and you can get this real-time website. Very eye-opening and extremely tragic. Remember, every number up there represents a life. A human life. What can you do to be pro-life? Let's look at some things here real quickly. Always vote pro-life. Always vote pro-life. You say, well, there are other issues. Well, of course there are other issues, but what issue is more important than guarding the life of a child? I mean, if you'll let a child die, if you'll kill a child, what good are you as a politician? How could that be supported? We've seen in recent Supreme Court rulings how devastating it can be to have activist judges on the Supreme Court who disregard the Constitution and legislate recklessly from the bench. But guess who appoints the Supreme Court justices, not to mention the federal judges? Well, that's the president. The president has a huge influence on this, and it really does matter who's in office. And I thank God that the incoming administration has pledged to appoint people to the Supreme Court, and there probably will be several appointees that are originalists and pro-life. And then they will use that as a litmus test. It should be used as a litmus test. If not that, what? Another thing you can do is to share the facts with pro-abortion friends and relatives. Some time ago, I was talking with a young woman who told me that she had no problem with abortion. And as she explained in our conversation, that a woman has the right to do with her body as she chooses, I just kept gently and with a smile interjecting into her explanation, it's a baby. It's a baby. It's a baby. When she got done with her explanation, I looked her in the eye and I said, it's a baby. And it's funny because the conversation took a turn right at that point. She said, you know, you're right. I really need to think through this issue more carefully. It was a friendly conversation, really. It was not combative or anything. But we were both frankly stating our views. Have those conversations. Have them. It could save a life. Another point, use social media to share pro-life messages. Maybe post that website. There's a great video by Ray Comfort. It's called 180, just the number, 180. It's about a half hour. I almost wanted to show it here today. I considered it. A very, very good video. Interviewing people who are pro-choice, many of them pro-choice, and you know, convincing them to become pro-life. You got to see it. It's very, very good. 180. You might want to share that on your Facebook page. Another thing you can do is support the Crossroads Pregnancy Center, and there are other pregnancy centers, crisis pregnancy centers in the area, but we happen to support here at Stony Creek Church the one over in Auburn Hills. It's called the Crossroads Pregnancy Center. In that center, assistance is given to women with unwanted pregnancies. They show them the ultrasound of the baby. They provide generous support and reach out to these women with compassion. This is a great thing to do. Some of our people here at Stony volunteer at pregnancy centers like that. And incidentally, when you give to Stony Creek Church, part of your giving goes to the Crossroads Center, because 11% of our offerings, the general offerings, go to missions and our missions organizations. Another thing you can do is help out a pregnant woman who has no place to turn. From time to time, you may be in contact with, and maybe in your sphere of influence, where you could do this and just reach out a loving, helping hand to that person. Another, be a good example of Christian values and morality. You know, part of the reason why there are unwanted pregnancies is just the emphasis on immoral behavior in our country. And we need to just be good examples of Christian morality, that we save sex for marriage, and we regard the human body as special and precious. We don't parade it in order to get attention and that sort of thing. We need to be good examples of that. And then next, share the news of forgiveness and wholeness in Jesus. No matter what your background, you may have had an abortion yourself, or encouraged somebody to get one, or paid for one, or something like that. There is forgiveness, there is wholeness in Jesus. I was talking with somebody recently who said, just dealing with so much guilt. I'm dealing with guilt. Well, who's the one who takes away our guilt, deals with it? That's Jesus. It's what the cross is all about, is his death for our sins so that they could be washed away. Rather than just stuffing your guilt or trying to convince yourself of some crazy notion that this is really okay. Jesus was pro-life. He was pro-life. Look at what he says in John 10 and verse 15. Help me out when we come to the yellow print. He said, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Help me. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. And then he says, I lay down my life for the sheep. So Jesus gave his life so others might live. That is as pro-life as you can get.